This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of optimism. How do I interpret my experiences and the world around me? A young couple got into an accident, a car accident, and they went to the hospital out of precaution, and the wife found out that she had a tumor. Had it been discovered just a few months later, she was informed, it would likely have caused some more damage to her body. It could have been even fatal. A man who returned home due to the global pandemic, he realized after several months that it had actually saved his faith as he spent more time with his elderly parents and renewed his faith through their conversations. Sometimes the pain or suffering or difficulty we experience can be alleviated in that moment by first considering our internal thought process, the process of optimism. Although it is not always easy, it can be practiced and automated so that we are always interpreting the world around us and our experiences and even people in a positive way. Like a muscle, our optimism, our positivity requires practice and endurance. That means that when something happens to you, immediately frame it in a positive way. Reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, on Allah's presence, on Allah's knowledge of that situation you're going through, on Allah's plan, greater plan for you. Say Alhamdulillah for everything when you experience it. And it's always good for you as a believer that you're passing every trial with optimism. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well to help you get through it and to reward you for it. One helpful activity when you go through a hardship is to list out all of the potential lessons from a particular situation, what you went through. What are some of the wisdoms and lessons you can learn moving forward that will benefit you and benefit other people as well? And reflect as well on the magnificent reward, the unimaginable reward for your patience and your optimism, your good assumptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find that optimism in Allah, in the purpose of being tested, in the reality of Jannah that is eternal, lasting forever, not like the suffering of this world. It is forever of blissfulness and happiness and comfort and convenience beyond our imagination, prepared by Allah for His righteous servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Optimism is mental health. Optimism is physical health. Optimism is also spiritual health. And undoubtedly, optimism is shaped by our beliefs. The more you study our beliefs, our religion, the more you study who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and the purpose of this life, and you reconnect with it on a daily basis, you're working towards a greater objective. You find yourself constantly looking at the world and looking at your experiences with an optimistic lens. And ultimately, we can say that an increase in your spirituality, an increase in your beneficial knowledge of the reality of this world, an increase in your iman, in your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should also lead to an increase in your optimism. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us in optimism and positivity in all situations. Furthermore, especially during times of hardship, and especially with the advent of technology and the internet and an interconnected world, all around the world we are connected to different forms of suffering and current events and so on and so forth. So it is crucial that as a practice, as a habit, as believers who are trying to work towards the highest levels of optimism, to also share that optimism and hope with other people, and to seek knowledge of the pillars of iman, of belief that will strengthen you and strengthen others, and to stay connected to the Quran, to the speech of Allah. It is correspondence from Allah to you, and it gives you the hope and strength and resilience and optimism that you need to get through this life. So stay connected to the Quran, seek knowledge about the pillars of iman, and always assume good of Ar-Rahman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest levels of optimism and the highest levels of reward. Allahumma ameen.